Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Football is not like that, not always at least. And so we scored us 2-1. And concede the equalizer, and here we are with 1 point, and that's obviously not enough for us, but not to change as well anymore.
Could I just ask about the team? You changed the team quite a lot, left out a lot of players.
Oh, well, how is that? 4 games in 10 days. If you find a manager who can play the same team in 4 games, I said that will be the next generation, not me anymore. So I try to do what I think is right, and I thought the boys who came on did really well. Cody, in a sense, I don't even know who started last game. Cody didn't start because of his private situation. Lucho Bros, I don't know. Harvey played really well, so the guys who start. Joel did really well. That's how it is. As a center defender, you are from time to time kind of around when goals get scored. That's how it is. But besides that, he played a really good game, super important for us. No, I tried to do the right thing, couldn't tell you.
You said before this game it's going to take a crisis for Man City and Arsenal for there to be any chance for you now. Do you accept now that's it for the title, and how disappointing is that?
I don't think about it really. So I said before, we need to win our games. We didn't win the game. So that doesn't improve our situation now massively. They play. Do they look like they will lose 2 or 3 games now? I don't think so, but right, honestly, and not angry or whatever, right, what you want about that, I don't think about it. It's just we have to win football games, and let's see what that means in the end. That means from now on, what do we have now? 75 points, right? 84 possible, and I think it's a good target to try to do that, and that's what is will be my attitude, my mindset, and we will see what that means. It's a while ago that somebody became champion with 84 points, I think, long ago. So, I'm sorry, but I cannot. I don't have better news for you or anybody else.
You're about to bring the substitutes on just before they scored. Have you seen that the team needed a bit more energy at that point?
No, I didn't think that the game looked like they would score in the next few seconds, to be 100% honest. It happened anyway. No, we just knew we have. So we could have changed Rob, obviously, as well. You could see that he was on the edge, but it's a bit tricky. So the first 3 changes we made was just to control the game, keep controlling the game, and score the third one. Yeah, when it's then 2-2, then you try to score the third one anyway. That was the idea. I didn't know. I didn't feel that this is now the moment where they definitely will score. No.
There's a lot of speculation here surrounding David Moyes' future. We're sure what's the job he's done with one job.
That here's what?
There's a lot of speculation surrounding David Moyes' future regarding whether he'll stay here or
not. I think I spoke quite frequently about how much I respect David. If you want to hear it again, no problem, but you can read your other articles where I said it. I think he's doing an incredible job. I think he's a great guy. He's a real character, a man of the game, and I think he's doing here really, really well. But I'm obviously not in charge of these decisions, so I don't know what will happen.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.